San Francisco is steeped in history, from its movie houses to the various ethnic groups that have made a home in the city. It's easy to find its Italian history, its Spanish and Chinese history, and even to some extent its Native American history. But French? Well, not so much. Two French organizations, the French Mutual Benevolent Society and the Alliance Française de San Francisco, are currently hosting an exhibit highlighting San Francisco's Frenchness. KLW's Stephen Short spoke with the curator and has this report.
La boulangère a des écus qui ne lui coûtent guère. La boulangère a des écus qui ne lui coûtent guère.
La tradition du pain au levain français commença très tôt à San Francisco.
Dr. Claudine Chalmers is comfortable speaking her native French, but she's not comfortable when she comes face to face with a microphone, in French or English.
Sometimes I have l'esprit de l'escalier, which in French is an expression we use to describe the fact that you remember what you really wanted to say once you're down the stairs and the door has closed on you.
But here's what she was just saying, this time in English.
The tradition of French sourdough bread started very early in San Francisco when the Boudin family opened their first bakery on Grand Street in 1852.
Chalmers is reading from one of the bilingual panels in the exhibit called A Corner of France in America, currently at the offices of the Alliance Française in San Francisco. One of the first things I learned, more French people came to San Francisco during the Gold Rush than any other group, except maybe Germans. But there was a difference. The Germans mostly came overland, assimilating along the way. But the French were packed into ships, surrounded only by their countrymen.
And they spoke only French. When they arrived, they were as French as can be.
The exhibit has many such facts about the overlooked French history of San Francisco. Another example, these French voyagers spent a lot of time playing cards. That's no surprise. But when they went ashore,
they became the gamblers at the gambling halls. So French gambling saloons were quite popular, quite lavish.
The owner of one of these saloons became the first president of the French Mutual Benevolent Society, which founded the French Hospital in 1851. Benevolent support was critical for these new immigrants who had a very compelling reason to leave their homeland beyond searching for riches. Their country was in turmoil.
This was after bloody fights in the streets of Paris. There were cannons aimed at Frenchmen by Frenchmen. It was really a bit of a civil war.
At this same time, outlandish tales were circulating of people in California just bending over and picking up gold nuggets without even having to use a pick or shovel.
When they heard that, these Frenchmen who had no more profession, no more direction, no more home sometimes, it was not even a choice. They decided to leave.
Chalmers says around 30,000 Frenchmen came to San Francisco between 1849 and 1856, some on their own, others through organized expeditions. About 90 companies were formed to help the French get to California. Ships were acquired and outfitted with supplies. Some even provided uniforms. This was all financed by Parisian investors,
who really believed that these workers would go to California, find gold, and come back to share the profits.
Want to guess how that turned out?
Of course, all 90 companies, immigration companies, failed. They went bankrupt one after the other.
Even Emperor Napoleon III got in on this action. He wasn't as interested in riches. He was Emperor of France, after all. He spotted another opportunity. The emperor offered free passage to California to his political rivals. Chalmers says the more liberal you were, the more likely you were to get that free ticket.
And so it really created a group here that was very liberal in spirit.
So by the mid to late 1850s, the Bay Area was teeming with French gamblers, French treasure hunters, French liberals, all yearning for goods from the old country. That attracted another French group, entrepreneurs.
Each brought whatever they thought was going to make them rich in California. Some brought bricks, Some brought cognac. Some brought the equipment for a cafe.
And some brought French high fashion. If the newly rich couldn't come to the city of Paris to spend their wealth, the city of Paris could come to them in the form of a ship named the City of Paris.
There were no warehouses in those days in San Francisco. It was too early for that, so they sold their cargo right off the deck of their ship. They sold everything.
On their next trip, they got a brick-and-mortar location.
And they gave it the name of their ship.
A remnant of that first store can still be seen in Union Square.
If you go inside Neiman Marcus now and you look up, you will see that beautiful glass work, which is the symbol of one of the first French stores, luxury stores in San Francisco.
French luxury goods are still highly regarded, of course, and so is French cuisine. One of the best places to find that in early San Francisco was a restaurant named after another uniquely French creation, the Poodle Dog.
The poodle was, in those days, as special as an elephant, you know, in the 1870s or 80s. It was a miracle to see a poodle. So customers would tell each other when they talked about going to lunch, let's go see the poodle. And the Poodle Dog just took off, was worshipped throughout the decades.
French influences aren't just in the past, of course. There are two French schools here currently. The Palace of the Legion of Honor Art Museum was modeled after the French Pavilion of the Panama Pacific Exposition. The design of the present City Hall owes much to Les Invalides in Paris. Even the news kiosks and public toilets in and around Civic Center and Union Square mirror French design, which is only appropriate for a place once known as the Paris of the Pacific. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short. What's that in French?
Stephen Short in French would be Étienne Court.
For Cross Currents.